Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm. As expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener-supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Hey, this is Mitch setting in for Jim. If you didn't know, if you haven't heard, I'll give you the lowdown right now. Jim had open heart surgery yesterday. He had a triple bypass, and evidently, well, everything has gone fine. And that, he's resting fine. I'm hoping that he'll be out of the hospital Monday or Tuesday. Usually with a bypass surgery on your heart, you know, within day 2 days or so, they have you up trying to get you to exercise and walk, to kind of exercise and work on that. One of the things I imagine, too, make sure everything is, all the plumbing is right. Anyways, I hope y'all are having a great day. Jim is resting great. Fine. And I don't know if he's tuning in. They may not let him listen to this show since I'm sitting in. I'm just kidding. God bless you, Jim. We're all our prayers. We're with you. And this is the Raw Deal with your guest host, Mitchell Bupp. Come on down and join us at revolution.radio Studio B. Don't forget those Revolution Radio archives, because you can go down and there to revolution.radio, click on the archives, and you can listen to them for free. There is no cost to listen to the previous shows here on Revolution Radio. So, and also don't forget, Jim usually uses Zoom, and he will record in an MP4 all the things that he puts in as to go along visually with the show. Myself, I got news information. I used to do a morning show here on Revolution Radio, and I moved that over to Rumble, and, it's going okay. So if you want to listen to me, go over there on Rumble and just look for my name, Mitchell Bupp, B-U-P-P. Yeah. Let's see what else we got announcements wise. Call in and listen. All right. I used to know those numbers by heart, but I'm going to have to go look and see exactly what they are right now. I usually have them written down here, and I don't see my cue card that I usually have sitting here. Hopefully we'll get, hopefully everybody over here. Also, I need to go over, I guess, and open up. What the heck was all that? I have to go over here and open up the Revolution Radio chat room. So we can post in there so I can see what questions people might have. Revolution Radio, call to listen to Jim's show on Studio B. To call to listen, 641-793-2531. To listen to Studio B here at revolution.radio. So come on down and join us, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get the straight truth. And it is most definitely a raw deal. The Submariners, the tourists that went down to see the Titanic, they have imploded. They imploded on Sunday. Now, the United States Navy did not inform the rest of the world, because for the simple fact that their top secret sonar net picked up the implosion of the Titan mini sub as the five intrepid explorers that were going down to see the wreck of the Titanic, each paying $250,000. In fact, there were, how should I say it, of the five individuals, one of them had literally been down to the Titanic wreck 35 times. That's an astounding amount of money, first off, but number of times to dive that deep and then to have their vessel Titan by Ocean Gate to implode. Now, exactly what happened that far down, nobody is 100% sure. But they know it's completely, you know, it imploded as it was going down, evidently, because the debris field itself is 1,500 to 1,600 feet away from the wreck of the Titanic. So, God bless them. It was a quick, instant death, too. I mean, it was literally instantaneous. Now, I don't know. Maybe it had leaked a few minutes before, but I wouldn't think. You know, if water was literally coming in cracks, wouldn't you have an emergency escape emergency? I don't know, but maybe you're too far down. Why do you want to double guess or triple guess that? That's just sad stuff. One of the things that this has done, this submersible disaster, is that it has given the mainstream media an out, a reason not to talk about Joe and Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family. Several bombshells were dropped the other day by two IRS whistleblowers. One of them is named Jess Staley, I believe is his name. And, That's a different guy. I'm talking about a guy who is Gary Shipley. Yeah, can you believe that? Jess Staley's another whistleblower. There are so many, you get them all confused, in all honesty. According to Gary Shipley, who came forward weeks ago and revealed his identity, that the that was the IRS was notified of evidence in the guest house of former President Biden, but were told by U.S. Attorney Leslie Wolf there was no way a search warrant would ever get approved. After that attempt was made, the U.S. Attorney's Office evidently reached out to the Biden crime family and said, look, we're going to be coming after some documents. We're going to be coming after this shit. Yeah. Anyway, instead of how should we say it? Instead of throwing the hammer on Hunter Biden, the House Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith had detailed multiple felony charges. Whistleblowers say the IRS recommended Hunter Biden a $2.2 million fine and two felonies. When they went to the DOJ, they turned into two misdemeanors. And Hunter Biden's $2.2 million fine for unreported global income from Ukraine, Romania, and China. It was reported that Hunter Biden had failed to disclose more than $8 million in taxes. And that this $2.2 million deal is a deal at itself when you don't report $8 million of income, because one, it came from bribery and extortion and coercion. And number two, it implicates the Vice President of the United States of America, your daddy, Joseph Robinette of Biden. The evidence includes a conversation that Hunter Biden was having with his Chinese partners, and he wanted to know why his check didn't drop yet. Well, why didn't the Golden Dragon shit yet? That's what Hunter Biden wanted to know. He wanted to know where in the hell the money was. Hunter Biden, carrying on a conversation, he said, I want so-and-so on the phone and nobody less, and we're going to resolve this tonight. Immediately. And that means tonight. And then he brought in the big guy. That's right. Hunter Biden. Yeah, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Hunter Biden broke out his daddy and told the Chinese, look, my daddy's here. You want to talk to daddy? Hey, my dad's here. You want to talk to daddy, you know, that big guy? I'm sorry, but it is freaking ludicrous that here you have a conversation on, I believe it's the WhatsApp app or what, one of those apps, you know, when these apps first come out, they're like, oh man, you can delete them. They're secure. Nobody can ever read your messages. But the truth is, they've been cracked by the feds long ago. This was one of the things that caught the FBI agents conspiring against Trump. Lisa Page and, you know, Pete Strzok, your stroke, as he wants to be called, I guess. Yeah, they landed on their feet when they should have landed on death row as traitors to the United States of America. But instead, it's the same old, same old. The Biden got the sweetheart Jeffrey Epstein deal. And that's what people are going to have to call this, the Epstein deals, you know, that the politicians get, like Anthony Weiner, the let's just say the former congressman, right? Who, well, you know, when you're trying to boink a 15-year-old and you know it, you should go to prison if you're 40-some years old. Now, if you're 17, you know, that's pretty close, right? But, you know, here it is, you know, Hunter Biden has been covering, or I should say Merrick Garland and the that attorney, federal prosecutor Weiss is his name. He now they both lied to Congress. They both said that they can, that Weiss guy has full reign and that he can file charges in jurisdictions anywhere he chooses, right? Except according to the IRS whistleblowers, you'll like this. According to the IRS whistleblowers, prosecuting federal attorney Weiss, what happened to Weiss? Well, he allegedly tried to file charges against Hunter Biden in two different jurisdictions, and he was told no. He tried to file in the Southern District of California and was told he could not file there. Also, according to the whistleblowers, that was the Central District of California declined to allow charges to be brought there against Hunter Biden for tax charges for 2016 through 2019. That's from the reactionary via Technofog and his notes. And there's a couple guys out here, Sean Davis, what's the guy's names? Technofog, and there's a couple other that Hans Mankey, they did a lot of FOIA requests, and they did a lot of work on putting together the Trump-Russia collusion lie. You know, what we know is that the FBI had the Biden laptop in October of 2019. It was verified in November of 2019 to be original, to be not tampered with. And in October of 2020, of course, a year later, Twitter blocked any sharing of a New York Post story, called it a Russian smear. Biden's name appears in it. Well, I don't know why, but the U.S. House has kind of deferred off. I think they tabled articles of impeachment against Donald Trump. Yeah, listen to me. Against Joe Biden. Okay. They have tabled that because, well, they're trying to get more red meat. And, you know, I'll tell you, I think they're pretty damn stupid. They have so much red meat now, and trying to impeach Biden on the border is bullshit to start with, if you ask me. I don't think it's not going to fly. But high crimes and bribery, forgery, I call it forgery. Quid pro quo. Joe Biden in Ukraine. The $1 billion bribe. That's a clear. That's exactly what happened. And they should impeach the motherfucker. Oh, they should impeach Joe Biden. Sorry about that. I'm used to being on Rumble where, well, I just let the bombs fly. sorry about that, Jim. We'll try to keep it, you know, keep it family friendly conspiracy stuff. But here you have an orchestrated cover up of the crimes of the Joe Biden syndicate, I guess is a good way to describe it. The same way the same FBI covered up the crimes. Think about it. They covered up the crimes of Hillary Clinton. They attacked Donald Trump with everything, including stretched the law sideways, stole every document, declared millions of documents that Michael Cohen had from his law practice as not attorney-client privilege documents. That was only a handful out of million, 1.7 million or some crap like that. It was crazy. Did you see any of that happen to Mark Elias or Michael Sussman? Did you see Perkins Coie Law Firm? Did you see them raided in their crimes against President-elect Trump? And yes, they committed crimes against President-elect Trump. They committed crimes against candidate Trump. And they committed high treason against President Trump. Every one of them, hundreds of U.S. government officials participated in the political assassination of my adult lifetime, Donald J. Trump. It's a clear and compelling argument can be made that upon the death of JFK, the assassination carried out by some of his possible political friends, the CIA, the mafia, all joining together. And then Johnson, Johnson wanting power. That was the ingredient, I think, that put that all over the top. But we have not had the United States of America since that time. The FBI had been convicted of hiring the hitman to kill Martin Luther King Jr., to shoot him in the head, and then provide him not once, twice, but three different times. Government agents helped that assassin escape. But he was only a shooter. He wasn't the real assassin of Martin Luther King Jr. If you believe that the gunshot ended his life, you would be wrong. Martin Luther King Jr., his life was ended on the operating table, where he was smothered to death by FBI agents as a doctor stood by and watched as they kicked all the operating team out of the room. If you don't think that this government would poison you and the entire country, as they did with the Tuskegee experiments, you would be wrong. Power and money have essentially usurped this nation. And that itself is a crime. The Constitution must remain the supreme power in the land, not our petty and pathetic political class that is essentially bought and sold on a global scale today by the New World Order. We can resist, and we must resist, because it is we who can change the world from the disaster that they are creating. We must unite and rise up against this corrupted political system that has a pedophile president at the top of it in the United States of America, and the corrupted European Soviet Socialist Unions. We'll be right back after this break.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw! Hey, I bet y'all haven't heard that for a while. Come on down and join us, ladies and gentlemen. Revolution.radio. Yes, catch us on iTunes, TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, more than 30 different streaming services, simulcast, revolution.radio. So, come on down. Hey, Susie Q over there in the chat. Yeah, like, what's Mitch doing here? Hey, did you hear? Up in Philadelphia. Yes, Governor Josh Shapiro announced Friday that the stretch of Interstate I-95, Interstate 95 in Northeast Philadelphia would reopen at noon. The damaged bridge is rebuilt ahead of a two-week timeline and well before the initial estimates of months. That's right. Excuse me. That's right. If you're not aware, a couple weeks ago, there was a truck fire on an off-ramp that was underneath the this I-95 overpass. And, well, because of the fire and everything, the whole bridge collapsed. Union officials are touting this is the fastest I've ever seen the union workers move. Oh, my God. Usually they're paid by the hour. We don't know what we did this time. Hey, I used to work with some of these union guys. Okay, believe me, these guys move slower than the sun crosses the sky. Okay, that's how they make the big bucks. They take a 2-month job and they turn it into a 6-month job. No matter if the contractor goes bankrupt or not, they don't care. But that's, you know, so this is one of the things you're going to be seeing coming out of here. You're going to see everybody promoting the union actually got off their ass and they actually put some effort to it and got to work and did it. In a reasonable amount of time. Now, remember, they've been working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, it looks like the left three lanes have opened, which would be like the passing lanes side. The other, there's three more lanes of highway bridge yet to be set. So, yeah, there you go. Anyway, it was a tanker truck hauling thousands of gallons of gasoline flipped on an off ramp underneath the bridge. So half the bridge is done. And now they'll take, I don't know. Hopefully they'll get it done. You know, they're going to work 24/7. And hopefully they will be able to set the concrete slabs that come across there, because basically what you have is a span that has precast concrete set across it. Okay, that's how it was done. Because listen, if you were trying to pour that concrete, and you're gonna have to leave that stuff sit, you know, for a little bit. Because it's kind of greenish at first. And if you have a big pour, you know, 50 to 75, 100 yards of concrete, that takes a while for it to cure properly. Not really to set up and harden, just because, you know, it's a chemical reaction with the lime and stuff that causes the concrete to set. But oh my gosh, you know, these guys really, you know, they put in a good effort and they got it organized. And then remember too that it was any price, you know, the bridge stuff and all that stuff, you know, I'm sure they had to pay a premium. And here's the other thing, I'm also sure that the union needed this. They needed a positive, something that would give them a positive image in the community rather than being just, you know, a bunch of slow workers trying to milk every job they can get. You know, when I was kind of an outcast, I guess, in the union because I believed, man, we're making more money than all these people. We need to hop right along. We need to get with it. We need to show why union workers are paid more. But anyway, who knows? Let's see what other news information we got in here. FTX, yes, that failed crypto quasi bank / investment firm, this currency exchange, right, on Thursday filed a lawsuit in Delaware against several investment firms it was tied to before its collapse in an attempt to claw back $700 million in investments allegedly made with misappropriated FTX funds. FTX claims that the founder, Sam Bankman, was a prolific patron who showered people with money. Former Hillary Clinton, Michael Kives, as well as his partner in the K5 Global, guy named Brian Baum. SBF gave money to incubator investment firm Mount Olympus Capital and SGN Albany Capital. Bankman described Keeves, who served as an aide to Clinton when he was when she was a U.S. Democrat senator in New York, who worked as a Hollywood agent for clients, including actor and former Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and Katy Perry. Anyway, so, you know, he was basically a one-stop shop for political relationships and celebrity partnerships, according to the complaint. True to Nye's reputation as a high-profile super networker, the attendees at the dinner included a former presidential candidate, top actors and musicians, reality TV stars, and multiple billionaires. So anyway, the transfers were to these people were described as being carried out without receiving equivalent value. So if you're giving somebody $700 million, you know, here and, or excuse me, $50 million, $60 million, $80 million, $100 million, all adding up to $700 million. Yeah. Anyway, basically, Bankman-Fried authorized the investments in K5 projects that enriched Keeves and Baum with no payoff for FTX or its customers, who were, well, allegedly footing the bill. In one investment, Bankman controlled shell company using $214 million in funds from FTX to buy a minority stake in Kendall Jenner's 818 tequila brand. At the time, the tequila company's assets were valued at $2.94 million, under $3 million. Wow. Crazy stuff. More money than most of us could ever imagine spending in a lifetime. Because, yeah, I get tired of spending money. I know I don't have that problem right now. And I know you guys don't either. Anyway, hey, what else we got going on here? The national debt bomb. Now, I did a story this morning where Boeing has upped the price on some of its trash cans to the U.S. Air Force, where the trash cans are now not considered to be a commercial brand, which were only $300 then a piece. Now, Boeing is selling trash cans for their Dreamliner aircrafts that are used for EWAC flights and stuff, those types of planes. Anywhere from $32,000 to $52,000 for a metal trash can. That's what the Air Force paid this year. Twice the Air Force ordered replacement trash cans for their aircraft. All told, the bill was over $600,000. And I believe there was a total of 17 trash cans. Really? Wow. Man, that's the profit margin. Well, anyway, the debt is too high. I mean, everybody knows the debt is too high. Well, they don't have to pay for it, so they don't care. You know, I mean, that's the truth. Our government doesn't give a shit about how much money it spends. It believes that the American people can pay the unlimited amount of money that they can print. And it is a complete, well, farce. It's a complete farce. So, yeah. Recent figures. Now, I know you guys have heard of Catherine Austin Fitz. She's a fairly popular name, and, you know, with her Solari report. And if you want to find out about government debt and money and stuff that they say they paid for, but they can't find, okay? Those accounting failures, I just call them failures, where they can't find a bill for money they say they paid or allegedly disbursed, but they have no receipt. You know, when Catherine Austin Fitz first talked about this, Dr. Mark Skidmore, he's a professor of like public policy type accounting at a Michigan, Wisconsin University up in that area. Okay. So Dr. Skidmore, he set his graduate students on this, on these accounting deficiencies that Catherine Austin Fitz was publishing about in her Solari report. That's solarireport.com or solari.com. But if you search Catherine Austin Fitz, you can find it. So Catherine said, oh gosh, there's like $20 trillion of money that's the government says it's spent, but it can't account for. And, you know, Dr. Skidmore said, that's ludicrous. There's no way that the Pentagon and the two organizations that were missing the 20 some trillion dollars was HUD, Housing, Urban and Development, and the Pentagon. Between those two U.S. government agencies, it had been estimated that was $22 trillion of unaccounted for disbursements. In other words, they paid money to somebody for something, but they're not sure what they paid for something. Here you go. Think about it like this. And Dr. Skidmore says there is no way that a government could do that and function and... But it was, and it was true. And when Dr. Skidmore and his graduate students in accounting, these are like in public accounting, right? So while they went through these public records, the government became aware that somebody was actually going in and checking their accounting. Everything after that was top secret. If the people hadn't downloaded the documents, you know, they couldn't have gotten them. And Dr. Skidmore said he couldn't believe that because he called and he asked questions through official channels, that all of a sudden the government took down all the data and said it's a top secret that you can't look at it. Maybe that's some of the documents that Trump has, you know, those hidden and missing, you know, trillions from HUD. But yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? That's crazy. But you know what's even more crazy? Well, if you haven't heard, just last week, I believe it was, might have been earlier this week, but I thought it was last week, it had been announced that the Pentagon has lost another $4 trillion. They had it. They're not sure where it went. Maybe somebody took it home in a, you know, play football with it. Those footballs were awful popular over there in Afghanistan and Iraq. Imagine that. But $4 trillion more dollars. And this is out of, this was budgets within the last 10 years. This isn't going back to like 9/11. Or I should say, the day before 9/11. When Donald Rumsfeld announced there was $10 trillion missing. And we don't know where the heck it went. Yeah, so now they've lost another $4 trillion. But don't worry. The Pentagon said they just found $6 billion. Is it $6 billion? Anyway, the Pentagon said they just found some money. They had an accounting error. Nah, really? The government has an accounting error? No shit. Hey, I got some news for them. The government is an accounting error. Look. They found, was it six? Might have been $600 million. It's ridiculous, okay? I'm typing this in for a second for Ukraine. Yeah. The Pentagon says they found, oh, yeah, it was $6.2 billion that they overestimated the value of the weapons that they sent to Ukraine. In other words, you know, when they sent, you know, U.S. Army, Marine surplus weapons and ammunition, they charged them full price the first time. Now, I had asked this question on Rumble. Now, when the U.S. government sent this money to for these weapons, right? It's talking about valuation errors. For 2 years, the Defense Department calculated the value of weapons as new and not as used. Doesn't that sound like some Enron-style bullshit? We should be charging them replacement cost. Now, It was Italy. Italy donated a bunch of howitzers, 155 millimeter howitzers, to Ukraine. But they had to be serviced and they had to be repaired, and it was $27 million. So they shipped them to Miami to some defense contractor who's working to fix them now. The United States said we're going to ship some of these, some of this stuff we have in the Middle East, to Ukraine. And one sergeant or the one captain or whatever that said, yes, sir, we got 27 vehicles primed and ready to go, 100% operational. You know, only one of those vehicles was roadworthy, according to the Pentagon. Okay. Of the armored Humvees, these 27 that we sent to Ukraine. And literally, they had to all essentially be demilitarized, I guess, by that time. But here's the thing. This is the same bullshit that we saw when we were in Afghanistan for 20 years. For 20 years, the U.S. military sat there and told everybody that, oh, man, we're making progress in Ukraine. Oh, excuse me. We're making Freudian slip, right? We're making progress in Afghanistan. Yeah. Yeah, pretty soon they're going to be saying, we're really making progress in Ukraine. And, well, the thing is, Ukraine won't fold in literally 2 weeks like all of Afghanistan. But, you know, all the money we spent in Afghanistan, all the so-called training, all this other stuff, and we're supposed to believe, that the military didn't know that all of the reports that they gave about Afghanistan for years were bold-faced lies. And it's the same group of people in the military that are telling us the same crap about Ukraine. Lies and damn lies. I'm just waiting for them to come out with some statistics. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Yeah, only $16.2 million. I mean, hell, I wish I could make an evaluation airline. All right, let's get down to some serious stuff here. We got about 3 minutes before the top of the hour break. I'm going to open the phone lines up, of course, at the top of the hour. Open topics, whatever anybody wants to talk about, I can work with it. And I'll tell you what I know, if you ask. That's what I'll say. Right now, for the first time in, well, so many, little, you're quick, aren't you, Johnny? Hey, wait till after the break, my friend. We have two tropical storms in the Atlantic. Okay. This is a pretty rare event. Okay. We have, it's Tropical Storm Brett, B-R-E-T. And we have Tropical Storm Cindy, which is behind it. Okay. It's 900 miles, 1,000 miles behind the first. The first tropical storm there, Brett. Okay. So there's two of them coming in. Okay. Now, computer models, you know, aren't sure what's going to happen yet. Okay. Now, the first one, Brett, okay, I was looking at that the other day, and it looks like, and I may have talked about it on Rumble, I guess, because I just continually talk about this stuff. But anyway, so Brett is going to go in towards Central America, you know, right south of Mexico, possibly. If not, if it starts to hook and it kind of comes up around that way, it's going to be a major Gulf hurricane in the Gulf, Mexico. Cindy is probably going to start and turn a little north, which means, if it comes close to the United States, it will be from the Outer Banks of North Carolina north. Okay. That, but you know, in all honesty, these things are pretty far out there. So we really are pretty sure where we know they might go because of past tracks, but it's not 100% sure. So just be aware that, you know, they're saying by Wednesday, this thing is kind of headed towards north of the Dominican Republic. A couple hundred miles north of Cuba and the Bahamas. Okay. If you think about it, that's just to let you know. But Brett, the other one, I'm not 100% sure. You know, like I said, it just depends on what storms steer something one way or the other. Anyway, we're going to come back after the break. We'll take some calls right then. I'll give you a call back in a second, Johnny. And, well, no break. Oh, the break didn't kick in. The break didn't kick in. Oh, my God, the break didn't kick in. Unless I'm not hearing it, I'll shut up. Well, nope. I don't see no break running. Anyway, that's okay. It is what it is. Anyway, so we'll have to get Richard to look at that brake set and why that thing didn't trigger. Huh, that's really, anyway, hey, Fleece, how you doing? I hope you're doing well, man. Yeah, they're coming right to where I am. Guaranteed. All right. Yes, here for Fleece. Yeah, I see there's no brake rolling in it. So that's okay. We'll figure it out. No biggie. That's the little stuff of life, man. I'm telling you. The Twitterverse. Yes, the Twitterverse is roasting Bud Light. Oh, my God. Bud Light come back with a commercial that essentially turns white people into idiots. Okay. And there's one black guy in the entire video, and he's a cool hipster. Yeah. But you know, the really part about this is, you know, I gotta share my screen and sound just so you can hear this thing. This commercial is probably make you half puke. No, it says easy to enjoy, but listen to the music and think of it in the context of the Dylan Mulvaney, you know, LGBTQ outrage of, you know, going on it, and the crashing brand right now. Ah, come on. No, it's going to make me go over here to Twitter to listen to it. No, I didn't want to do that. I've been banned on Twitter too, by the way, if you haven't heard yet. Oh, come on. There you go. Yeah, that's just a little taste of Bud Light's new advertisement trying to woo back, straight beer drinkers, essentially, you know, playing them, you know, a gay love song. That's sad, isn't it? That is a sad, sad thing. All right, well. Since the break has gone well out to lunch on me, what I am going to do is I'm going to get my stuff here and I'm going to open up the phone lines. All right, give us a call, 540-352-4452, and join us here on Revolution Radio. If I can get my, yeah, I'm telling you, this my internet's been acting really really kind of strange. So let's see. I'm calling Johnny back. He had called right before the top of the hour, and then there was no break. Well, if that's the worst of it, I'd be pretty dang happy, in all honesty. You know, if that's the worst faux pas that we have, that works good. Anyway, so we're trying to give Johnny a call back, and there he is.
Yeah.
How you doing, Mitch? Afternoon, Johnny.
Good. Happy F-Bomb Friday.
Oh, F-Bomb Friday. Gosh, I hope I was, I hope I didn't let too many slip subconsciously that I.
No, I think you're doing a great job. And a lot of information you're presenting this morning is really good. But I called for one reason, to present the case that the same time Hunter Biden was being charged for not paying $4 million in taxes, the IRS with AR-15s raided a gun store in Montana with guns for owing taxes, which is like, that is like the worst thing I've heard happen in this country in a long time. And so what they did was say, roll out the submarine story, you know, and they've been doing this kind of stuff for a long time, you know, and there's other things to that submarine story too. You know, I've heard a few different stories, you know, like what, when billionaires want to find out whether or not the Titanic was sunk or blown up.
Right.
Well,
yes.
You might meet your fate.
Well, you know, one guy that had been on that submersible, he had actually gone down 35 times to the wreck.
Wow.
Which was, that's what I said. Wow, that was amazing. He was like, he's the person who went to the wreck the most in the whole world. So,
right, right.
You know, when you're that deep and everything is experimental, I often question, you know, like the controller for the submersible itself, you know, was like a PlayStation game controller.
That's very questionable and very good.
Yeah, and I'm like, I had to ask, did they forget to change the batteries? You know, just in the controller. I mean, you have to ask, because often there's something so simple that it's overlooked. And, you know, people are going around looking for an answer, and they just keep looking over, you know, what's obvious in front of them. So
it is, and we're getting compiled with so many of these stories that we're never going to find an answer to, that it's just another one to add it to the list of their, you know, never getting a straight answer from them. Something fishy's going on. We're never going to get the truth from them. And if we're expecting the bad guys to do the right thing, boy, that's a big mistake. So I think it's time our sheriffs start, you know, corralling some of these people and indicting them and pressing charges on them for violating our constitution.
What happened? Johnny got kicked off. I didn't kick him off. Is this crap again going on again? What the heck? What the heck? No, literally. This happened the other Monday when Jim was on his noon show. I don't know why, but Johnny,
yes, sir.
You got kicked off the air.
I did.
What happened?
It was them, because I'm talking about things they don't like. And when I looked on my phone, it didn't even show, you know, the call from the show being made on my phone or me making the call. You know, they do some funny things. But as I was saying, you know, these people are up to no good. And if we're expecting them to do the right thing, shame on us. And it's high time our sheriff, who have the authority to uphold the Constitution, they're the last line of defense. They need to start corralling together and rounding up these people and figuring out what kind of special jail and what kind of special court they can develop to start prosecuting and doing the right thing to preserve this country and save the
constitutional republic from being taken over, because if they do not do it and don't stop the IRS, we're going to have serious problems. And people are going to take matters into their own hands, which is going to make us look bad when we could clearly just do this legally and lawfully, because we have the, you know, our liberty, which is the right to do everything legally and lawfully.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. We, you know, I have this idea, and I don't, you know, I really, you know, I've just been thinking about it the last couple days, that, you know, I want to put together, I'm going to go around my community, and I'm going to find a list. I'm going to talk to my local convenience stores and merchants and find out if they would take a silver quarter or a silver dime and give somebody the appropriate monetary credit equal to the value of the silver that's in those coins. And, I think there could be a movement once they try to go digital and try to eliminate money. We're going to have a barter system set up so we can replace their digital currency so they can't track us and everything we do.
That's correct. But also at the same time, that's where we need to stand our ground and hold on to the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and say, not only no, you know, but we're not going to let you change it, because you're not going to go by the three-fourths of each state, which is the proper way to change the Constitution. You know, it takes a 75% majority of each state to decide to do that, and they never do that. And it's time we just start holding them accountable and making them do the right thing the right way. Otherwise, this thing is going to get out of hand, and it's not going to work. And we very well could lose this, and it's a shame to see men that are in positions like sheriffs not, you know, use the proper authority to start doing this and start saying, hey, indict these people and let's bring them in. We got to put an end to this. I mean, what are they afraid of? You know, are you worried about losing your life or your job? Well, when you lose your country, it's worse than that, you're losing your life or your job. So
yeah.
You might want to step up to the plate and do the right thing for once, you know. I mean, because there are a lot of people that are counting on them and dependent on them, and they really can't let us down right now. Because that was a disgusting act for the IRS to use AR-15s, which they want to take from the people, and then go after people that owe money. That's a shakedown like I've never seen, and that's just despicable in this country.
There was an incident in April, I'm pretty sure it was April of this year, in Marion, Ohio, where an IRS agent had gone to a house, and he identified himself as this guy. His name was Bill House. And he told the woman at the house he was from the IRS. He had his credentials. But he started questioning her about an estate taxes and that she had not paid according to him. And then she came out with her tax records and says, look, here it all is. I paid my taxes. And then this guy says, well, we're really not here for that. We're here for this whatever something else. And she said, well, wait a minute. Hold on. This isn't right. She called her lawyer while this IRS agent was right there with him. They were all on speakerphone. And the lawyer told the IRS agent to cease and desist and get out of his client's house. And the IRS agent threatened her that, look, if you don't have this paid by next week, we're going to come back here and we're just going to clean house. Mm-hmm. So, she, you know, rightfully, you know, anyway, this guy got loud and kind of refused to leave. And when he did leave, she looked out the window, looked at his car, and she wrote the license plate down because it just seemed so unprofessional for somebody from the IRS to do this. So she called her local police, and the local cop ran the guy's plate and then called him on his telephone to verify that it was him. And this IRS agent gave the woman at the house a false name. He, you know, he lied about who he was, why he was there, everything.
Wow.
And when this cop, local cop, called and told the IRS agent, well, the next time you come back and trespass on that house without a warrant, you're going to be arrested. The IRS agent then went and filed a complaint with some type of inspector wow. general of something and against the police officer. And the only reason I know about this is because the woman's congressman sent a letter to the IRS wanting to know what the hell is going on. And
that's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's getting ready to get noisy here. I got to get back to work, but I just want to say, you know, all the things that I was saying about how it's legally and lawfully and about, you know, our taxes and about property taxes and how about the IRS shakedown coming after us like this and how our sheriffs can protect us and our constitution and they have the authority. If people would just go look at it and dig into this, they'll find out that they have all those rights. They've just been duped and taken away and that they don't understand what they are allowed to do legally and lawfully. Just, I'm not trying to convince anybody at all. You know, I'm illiterate, you know, and just like everybody else, I had to look up all this stuff and find out, you know, and I'm finding out all kinds of things I never knew before. And it's amazing. But anyways, great, great show. You're doing a great job. And I'll pray for Fetzer, you know, feel that he has it. Feel like a good continuing recovery, man. You guys are doing a great job, all of you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Johnny. God bless you, my friend. And I wanted, before you hang up, he hung up, but I had sent him a link on his Facebook messenger. I forgot to mention that. He probably saw it. I haven't been back there since early this morning when I was on Facebook before 8 o'clock. Well, you know, this dystopian government that we have, they reward the people who do their bidding, who lock school. Well, for Randy Weingartner, okay, the former, I guess, now she's former, right, head of the American Federation of Teachers Union, who wanted and pushed for lockdowns, has been appointed to the to a new position within the Department of Homeland Security. You have got to be kidding me. The newly formed Council of Homeland Security Academic Partnership Council. Yeah, doesn't that sound like a load of horse shit? Anyway, we'll provide strategic and actionable recommendations to the secretary on campus safety and security, improved coordination and research priorities, hiring and more. Huh? More money flushed down the toilet for worthless professionals who lie. As I said, she is a liar. Okay. Truth is, Randy Weingartner was gone from dictating the CDC's school reopening guidance to now advising the Department of Homeland Security to how keep students safe. Biden administration puts teachers' unions over parents every single time. She lied again and again and again. And then after the COVID lies were all came out, she tried to lie again. That's why Randy Weingartner Garden has really no business in any school business, period. Okay. She damaged a generation of students. These are the truths that we know. It is an absolute failure. Fail up at government. I guess that's what it really is all about, isn't it? Anyways, I hope y'all are having a great day. God, whoa. Well, anyway. So, yep. Russia has announced that it has switched half of its, I guess, intermediate range ballistic missiles over to the hypersonic missile brand, so to speak, and that Russia is working to upgrade their intercontinental ballistic missiles with the Sarmat ICBM, and that the West is running a reverse Cuban Missile Crisis. That's essentially what we are seeing today. We are seeing NATO and the U.S. put missiles on and troops on the front in the border of Russia. When the United States almost went to nuclear war to stop them. If you're not aware, there is there's a lot going on in the Ukraine verse, so to speak, in that battle theater. And some of it will definitely trigger World War III. Last year, Joe Biden stood in front of America and the world and said, if the United States sends F-16s to Ukraine, it will be World War III. The United States and Belgium and Belgium. And the Dutch have already sent F-16s. The United States has promised F-18s to Ukraine now. World War III, anybody? Now, here's another piece of interesting news that Poland, the Polacks, God bless them, are creating mercenary armies of Belarusian rebels to send into Belarus in an attempt to, well, overthrow the nation of Belarus in a coup. This is not something that they're hiding. The U.S. is literally doing this, and Poland is literally doing this in the open. Vladimir Putin, while talking to some of the African nations in a conference, informed the African nations that it was the West who shut down and shut off any negotiations, and that they have not carried out faithfully any really diplomatic negotiations that they have carried out with Russia. In fact, when Russia, how should I say it? When Russia does what the treaty says to do, the Ukrainians, the Americans, the Brits, NATO, they do not do what the treaty asks or says or requires them to do. Period. End of story. Vladimir Putin says we didn't shut off negotiations. They did. The West, the United States. So what is going to happen or not going to happen in Ukraine? Whew. It's just waiting for an escalation. The Russians have busted the United States of America in directly aiding, directly sending coordinates and direction, change of directions to drones that are operated by the Ukrainians. And these drones, some of them at the time they're receiving these instructions, are literally over Russian airspace. And this is why the United States of America keeps an E-3 AWACS plane or two or three along the region, okay? This is why the United States flies these missions along the borders of countries to determine radar coverages and places where there might be a weak spot where drones could slip in more readily. But the United States of America is an active combatant in Ukraine. So, yeah. It's sheer crazy. Fleeced in the chat room says he's going to start and self-identify as Tarzan. When we get to see Fleece swinging from the trees singing, ah! I got to see that video. I'm just saying. Oh, God bless you guys. Man, we got about, remember the phone lines are open. Call now, call early, call late. Just give us a call. 540-352-4452. If we get a break, it'll come in 2 minutes. So we may have a break. We may not have a break. What else we got going on here in the news and information world where, where you get lost in the rhetoric. Zelensky issues a nuclear plant false flag warning as the counteroffensive fails. Intelligence comes just as Ukraine's widely hyped counteroffensive is failing miserably. Now they're calling for a nuclear false flag attack. And of course, trying to blame Russians. Starbucks shares tumble on reports that 150 stores to strike because they couldn't put up rainbow shit. We can see what's really important to union workers today. In a cage match for idiots, cage fight in UFC octagon, Elon Musk versus Mark Zuckerberg. They say it would break all pay-per-view records. Why? I'm not interested. I don't, you know, who in the hell cares? Really? Sorry. No, I'm not sorry. It's stupid. It's more stupid on stupid on, well, can we look over here instead of have something serious? The Biden crime pedo family busted big time open, and the Republican Party doesn't want to, impeach Biden? We'll be right back. Come on down, join us. Give us a call.
Management would
like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11, available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hey, all righty. Welcome back. Let me type this one word. Correct audio levels. That'll help, Chuck, if you were... anyway, there was a question about somebody using... Zoom and to do an audio or to do a show and to interface with it. I think it really depends on your audio interface. If you have a digital router that has some volume controls on it, you should be able to set your audio up okay. But anyway, let's get back to the show. Come on down. Hey, give us a call. 540-352-4452. Come on down. Let's give Mitch a call. I got some more news information I dug out through the down from the rabbit hole. So that will help. Wawa. Yes. Yeah. You know what Wawa is? I did my show this morning from 8 to 9:45 because I had to take somebody to the doctor's and then get back here in time for Jim's show. Anyway, so all this stuff seems familiar to me, and I feel like I'm repeating it, but I don't think I am, in all honesty. Convenience stores in Philadelphia, they're called, some of them, there's a brand, there's one called Wawa. Anyway, Wawa has closed another Philadelphia location, marking three Center City closures in a year. Of course, you know, these shop and robs have been hit several times by strong arm robberies over the last week. CVS across the street announced that it was closing down last year. What is happening? Well, the stores are unsafe because of the neighborhoods. Okay. There's a lot of homeless, but it's not that. It's like the kids on bikes and the late night people. They come in there and they steal stuff. They even hired a security guard. And they can, you know, what are you going to do? Chase five people at one time? You know, you going to 100 people come in and ransack the store? What is one security guard going to do? He's going to be lucky he's not robbed. Okay. Anyway, it seems that the behavior of a larger number of normal youth that have gone sour seems to have taken hold. Does that make any sense? I'm not sure. Okay. I'm not sure. But I would be willing to bet the number of homes that these kids come from that do not have a father in them or a father figure in them, that what we know is that 25% of children are living in homes without fathers. And it's having an undeniable negative effect on those children without having a male role model. When children with an actively engaged father perform much better in school, 33% less likely to repeat a class, and 43% more likely to have some top scores and grades. With fathers present at home, data suggests the average school-aged boy spends 30 minutes a week in one-on-one conversations with dad, while spending, you know, 40 to 60 hours a week online playing games, watching TV, you know, and other stuff. And we have to understand that, you know, the absence of our fathers has been devastating. Fatherless kids are 20 times more likely to go to prison. Did you know that? So, yeah. Data from the Department of Justice points that even though this group comprises just 25% of all youth, 63% of all young people committing suicide occur in fatherless homes, as do 85% of the children with behavioral issues or, say, disorders. All kids, let's just say, the art of being a kid, guess what? You're always going to have a behavioral problem because, well, you're pushing those boundaries. That's what children do a lot. And today, you know, they just, well, erase the boundaries. You can be anything, including furry freakdom, if you like. Yeah, that's a fad over in the UK right now. The furry freakdoms. Kids in schools. Can you imagine a kid in elementary school that this young lady meows to the answers or the questions that the teacher asks as an answer. She meows. A different school, some kid will growl like he's a dinosaur. You know, and they literally have they have somebody identifying a child in school identifying as a horse. Is this the horse's ass? Yeah, it is. It's the horse's ass. Isn't it? Yeah, good job. Anyway, I mean, what the heck? Really, what in the heck is with going on in educational circles today? I mean, they're destroying children. You know, this false, fake, trolling, transsexual sports thing, it's a joke. It's such a sideshow. And it can be solved so simple that you have a transsexual league. You don't have boys competing against girls. Boys with dicks pretending they're chicks. I mean, who in the hell thought we would get to this? So all you have to have is a transgender sports league. All the transgender boys that became girls, well, guess what? They can compete in the transgender female gendered category. And here is the added bonus that all of the ladies that have decided that they're a man, want to be a biological man, they cannot compete against a biological man, and they know it. That's why there is no women trying or breaking the records of the men that the men set. It isn't happening, and it won't happen because it's impossible for it to happen. So what is the answer? The transsexual league. That way, females who transition to boys can have fair and equitable competition between their transsexual selves. And the transsexy boys, they can compete against each other, not against a physically inferior female. That's the truth that nobody wants to say. It is solved simply just like that. That particular issue. And then the thing is, then you can concentrate on the real problem. And that is sexual transsexual predators who want to prey on children and almost exclusively, if you watch and you look, it is exclusively men dragging to children. It is not females dressed up as males dragging to children. Can appropriately call it grooming. In the medical terms, grooming is called affirmation care. And that's a problem because it extends, it confuses, and it adds to the sexual dysphoria that the person is already confused about. Yeah. If you didn't hear, Chris Christie says, yeah, he would gladly, you know, whack the nuts off of a little kid if it wanted to be a little girl. Yeah, Chris Christie. Yeah, crazy pooper, man. But anyway, we have to understand that, you know, just as the kids that are bad or have mental illness or what is determined or called mental illness by psychiatric and psychoanalysis professionals, okay? What that turns around to be, what that is, ladies and gentlemen. If you think about it and you look and you understand that this is all learned behavior and that transsexualism is essentially a learned behavior that a child identifies as more feminine than male. That is not the best way to describe it. That's not proper what we're doing. That's not right. But we're allowing a whole society that is allowing teaching professionals to bend the brains, the psychological impact alone on children is devastating. Ah, it's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Well, in just a day or two, or even right now as we speak, Julian Assange could be extradited to the United States. This will essentially mean the death of journalism, as you know, Julian Assange is a journalist who printed government secrets. We have to remember that one of the last barrier was knocked down by High Court Judge Jonathan Smith, who's previously worked for a variety of British government agencies as their barrister, and said his favorite clients are security and intelligence agencies. He rejected two applications by Julian Assange lawyers to appeal his extradition last week. The extradition order signed last June by Home Secretary Priti Patel essentially wants to send the journalist to the United States, where he's charged with 18 counts of violating the Espionage Act. Charges that could see him receive 175 years in prison. I told Donald Trump, I wish I could have personally, I wish I could have slapped some sense into that blonde idiot to pardon Julian Assange. But Trump made a mistake. We live in this world dictatorship today. We don't have the United States government. We don't have it. It's been overthrown a while ago. Herbert Walker Bush threatened to assassinate H. Ross Perot. Did you know that? Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Loretta Lynch, used a corrupted FBI, corrupted Department of Homeland Security, and CIA to overthrow President Trump. We know this beyond any doubt. And because the crooks control the powers of the prosecutor's office, the Soviet-style prosecutions continue here in the United States of America. Yeah. When the real terrorists of the world wear suits and walk the halls of Congress, the halls of the FBI and the Department of Justice, the halls of the White House. What we have seen and are experiencing is world tyranny. A kinder, gentler loving to death. The media wants the Fourth Estate, a check against the abuse, power by governments and corporations and countries alike, has now been bought by the New World Order. And today, journalists at ABC, NBC, CBS, fake Fox News, the classic mockingbird media like Newsweek, Time, Life magazines, the New York Times, the Washington Post, are now all now controlled by the alphabet agencies that are working to enslave you. We are losing our country piece by piece, step by step. The Constitution is being made irrelevant by a pious political class that has overthrown this nation. We must work within our communities to come together to overthrow this unwanted, unwarranted, and illegal influence of our government. We, the people, must act. We must rise. But as I have said before again and again, we must get past the psychology. We must get past the brainwashing. We must get past the subconscious interference in our lives. If you want to listen to the mainstream media continually, you can. But my advice to you is to please listen to some alternative media sources. Go over to ZeroHedge.com. Check out Rumble, USA Watchdog, Greg Hunter. There's many alternative media choices. Some are more, what you want to say, conspiratorial than others. But the truth is, the crooks and the conspirators are rarely leaving clean fingerprints. They're always trying to find a way to throw suspicion off of themselves. Like when Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer filed impeachment charges against Donald J. Trump for a quid pro quo in Ukraine. When Eric Ciaramella, CIA, NSA asset of the deep state, testified along with his friend Sean Misko and that lard-ass Colonel Vindman, those people should still be held in Gitmo, in Guantanamo Bay, as terrorists against these United States. Victoria Nuland and Jake Sullivan were just dispatched around the world to have an arm twisting session with all of the BRICS players. Welcome back, Johnny. What you got?
Well, pardon me for having to call back twice, but. You know, I'm sitting here tuned in and dialed in, and boy, you're spot on. You are on fire, my friend. But I want to make it clear and remind everybody that government I was talking about removing is that 10 by 10 square mile area called the District of Columbia, where the state, our state government, created the federal government. The feds didn't create our states, and so that's the government they're talking about removing. And if we do that, just think all the trillions we won't have to pay back. I mean, people, you need to really start thinking about this. Thanks again, Mitchell, man. And like I said, keep chugging, buddy. You're on fire, bro.
You're welcome. Thank God you. Hey, you, and I Thank missed you man. Right when you hang
I
up.
I did get that. Okay, I did get that. Deal. Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's good. All right.
All right. Hey, have a good weekend.
You too, Johnny. God bless you. We got about a minute and a half left here in the show. And I just want to thank everybody for listening. And remember, you're the one that works to change the world. You are the change. Yes. Did Trump's warp speed, is that a terrorist plot in a way? Yeah. You know, warp speed is a military project. That's the problem. You know, everything that Trump did was turn the military loose with the medical system to run this lockdown on every American. And man, I'm telling you, it's a test run. Okay. They know, after watching people with and without masks, they know who is going to kiss ass. And they know who is going to buckle under. And they know who is going to stand there and flip them the finger and tell them, hell no, we won't go. That's the truth that nobody wants to say. Coming up next after this show is Mona Radler with Those Adventures of a Feral Hippie, followed by Michael J. Anderson with The Road to Damascus, from 4 to 6 here in Studio B. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And remember to change the world today in this time of universal deceit. Just tell the truth and watch the meltdowns begin. God bless. Good day. And good luck.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global